Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding by the top line of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Uman Ha'itanam. So the Mishnah had mentioned a very strange case. We had Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven did Erusin with Rachel, and Shimon did Erusin with Leah. So Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. They did not yet do Nisuin. What happened was, is by the chuppah, so it got mixed up, it was dark outside, and by mistake, Reuven ended up marrying, doing Nisuin with Leah, and Shimon did Nisuin with Rachel. So they're both over on the Isser of Eishas Ish. It's B'shoigeg, they'll bring a chatos, but they're both over on the Isser of Eishas Ish. The Mishnah had said that if they were also brothers, if Reuven and Shimon were brothers, so then besides Eishas Ish, they're also over on the Isser of Eishas Ach. And if Rachel and Leah are sisters, so then besides Eishas Ish, and besides Eishas Ach, they're also over on the Isser of Achis Isha. And if the women were Nidais at the time that they did the Nisuin, and they were together, so then they're also over on a fourth Isser, and that is the Isser of Nida. Now, in the context of what we've been discussing over the last few amudim, with Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so the Mishnah should really raise some eyebrows. Really? Each one of them are over on four Isurim? But what about whatever happened to Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Once there's an Isser of Eishas Ish, or maybe Eishas Ach, then how could the other Isurim then be Chal on top of each one? On top of the other Isurim that were already there? So the Gemara picks up on this, and the Gemara notes that really, if you make the Cheshbin, so all three exceptions to Ein Isser Chalal Isser, we mentioned that there are three exceptions, there's Isser Maisif, Isser Kailo, and Isser Vasachas, all of those exceptions apply to our Mishnah. All of those exceptions could be fit into our Mishnah as a way of explaining our Mishnah as to how the Isser could be Chal on top of another Isser. We'll speak it out. First of all, When Reuven and Shimon do Erusin with Rachel and Leah, so, and they're brothers, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, like the Mishnah then goes on to say, so then Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach are Chal at the exact same time. That's for sure. That Eishas Ish, when Reuven marries Rachel, so she's an Eishas Ish, and she's also an Eishas Ach to Shimon at the exact same time. Those two Isurim are inseparable. They're Chal at the same time. Similarly, when Shimon marries Leah, so Leah becomes an Eishas Ish to Reuven, and she also becomes an Eishas Ach. Those two Isurim are Chal B'Vas Achas. So we figured out the first two, Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach, so those are included in the category of Isser Vas Achas, so that's how you could have Isser Chalal Isser. Achis Isha, so Achis Isha, depending on who got married first, if Reuven got, so technically we could say it's also Vas Achas, if they sent the Shliach, like we've discussed in the past, the Gemara will get to that. But for now, let's assume one of them got married before the other. So if Reuven got married first to Rachel before Shimon married Leah, so then we have Isser Kailo, and if Shimon gets married first, then we have Isser Maisif, like the Gemara spoke out on Lamed Beis and Mem Beis, then in the case that Shimon gets married first, so then Klapei Shimon, there we're gonna have an Isser Maisif, because, Rachel at first was an Achis Isha, and she was usher to him, and then when Reuven married Rachel, so then she becomes an Eishas Ach to all the brothers, to Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvun, to all the brothers. So Rachel is an Isser Maisif to Shimon, and then when Reuven gets married first, so then we have Isser Kailo, because Rachel was at first an Eishas Ach, and then when Shimon marries Leah, so he becomes usher to all of the sisters, including Rachel. Rachel is included in that umbrella of being usher to all the sisters, so then Isser could be Chalal Isser if you hold of Isser Kailo, and the same thing, Klapei Reuven in the reverse scenarios. So Al Kapanim, that's how you could have that Achis Isha, and could also be Chal in this whole mix. You could have Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, those are always going to be Chal B'Vas Achas, and you could also have Achis Isha, depending on who got married first, and depending on which brother you're talking about, so it's either going to be an Isser Maisif, or it's going to be an Isser Kailo. So that's how Achis Isha gets put into the mix. And then Nida, so if the lady then becomes a Nida, so that's going to be an Isser Maisif, because a Nida, let's say Rachel becomes a Nida, so then besides the fact that she's already Aser to Shemin, now she even becomes Aser to her husband. She even becomes Aser to Reuven. So her Iser is becoming, she's becoming Aser to more people, so now that's an Iser Maisef. Like we've spoken out, an Iser Maisef is when the Cheftzid Yisura, or the person who's Aser, is becoming Aser. The Iser starts from her, and she's becoming Aser to more people. That's called Iser Maisef. And Iser Kailul is when there is a general Iser that's being Chala many people, and she happens to be included in the mix. And she happens to be included in the mix, so that's called Iser Kailo. So, but depending on which brother gets married first, and Klapehu, you always have Iser Maisef, Iser Kailo. And then Nida is Chal after that, because Nida will always be an Iser Maisef, because the Nida, she is becoming Aser to her husband as well. So it comes out with, when the Mishnah says that when Reuven and Shimon are together with the wrong wives, Reuven's together with Leah, and Shimon is together with Rachel, and in all these scenarios where they're brothers, and the two girls are sisters and they're nidais, so each one's going to be chayev. They're going to be chayev for four different things. So that's clearly assuming that we go with every single one of the exceptions. That even though ein iser chalal iser, but if it's an iser vasachas, if it's an iser maisif, and if it's an iser kailo, so then iser is chalal iser. So says the Gemara, clearly the Tana is a man da amar who holds of all three exceptions. Ask the Gemara, who is this Tana? Says the Gemara, who is this Tana? Which Agav is a Stam Mishnah. This is the way we paskin. We paskin all three exceptions. So says the Gemara, who is this Tana that holds of all three exceptions? Amar, the Gemara is going to give two different possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meir he. That the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Now, where do we ever find that Rav Meir holds of all three exceptions, that he holds of Iser Kailul, Iser Maisef, and Iser Vasachas? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says that, a fun fact, Yesh Eichel Achila Achas, there could be a person who he takes one bite, he takes one achila, he eats one kezayis, v'chayev aleha arba chatois v'asham echad. And he could be chayev for that one bite, quite the bite, he's chayev on that one bite to bring four chatois and one asham, all for that one achila that he had. Now, says the Braisa, how do you have a person eating one thing and he's chayev four chatois and an asham? The answer is that he's tameh. The person himself is tameh. Sha'achal chaylev, and he's eating the chaylev of a carbon. So he's a tameh person eating hektish. He's eating chaylev, which chaylev is always aser of any animal. So the person's not allowed to eat the chaylev, the forbidden fats. V'hu naisar, and not only is it hektish, but it's hektish that it was already avar zmanai. It was already past the zman when it was allowed to be eaten. And therefore, the animal, the meat becomes naisar. So he's not allowed to eat it, else naisar. And it's min ha-mukdashin, like we said, it's coming from hektish. And he's eating it b'yayim ha-kipurim. And he's eating it on Yom Kippur. So he's eating, he's tameh, eating hektish. And the part of the hektish that he's eating is chaylev. And the chaylev was naisar. And it's Yom Kippur. And so in such a case, he's going to be chayev for four chatois and one asham. We'll speak it out in a moment. Rameir says that there could be a fifth. Because im ha'isa Shabbos, if it was also Shabbos, v'ha'itziu b'piv, and as he's eating it, he's walking, and he took it out from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and he's walking into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then when he swallows it, that's like the Hanacha, and he's going to be Iver also, Chayev, he's going to be Chayev also because of Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, then he's also going to be Chayev because of the Haitza. Now, this is obviously assuming that on Yom Kippur, you're not Chayev for Haitza, assuming that you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur, so if it's Shabbos, and he's doing this also, he's eating it, while he's walking into the Rosh Hashanah around him, so then he's also going to be chayiv misham haitza. However, Amru Loi, the Tanakhama said back to Rabbi Meir, that einai min hashem, that we're discussing isuri achila, then you're talking about an iser haitza, so that doesn't get part of the list. But Lameiser Meir says that since he's doing it by eating it, so that could also be included in the list, and he could actually be chayiv five chatois besides the asham. The Tanakhama said four chatois and an asham, and Rabbi Meir adds also for Shabbos, he could be chayev five chatois in an asha. Now, how is this all chal? And what does this have to do with Iser Maisif, Iser Kailul, Iser Vasachas? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. The animal starts off, when the animal is born, already right then and there, the animal has chaylev. So the Iser of chaylev is there first. So the chela for sure, that's going to be one chatas. That's why there's going to be one isra over here. Results the isra of chelev. Then the person goes and the person is makdish the animal. He makes it hekdish. He says he's going to bring it as a carbon. And so now there's an isra of me'ila. It's an isra of me'ila because the alts the chelev. So chelev is asr ba'achila, but chelev is mutter ba'hana. Comes the person when he's makdish the animal, so now it's an iser maisif, because now, besides the animal being aser ba'achila, it's now also aser bahana. So its iser is getting bigger, the animal's, the meat's iser is getting bigger. Before it was just aser ba'achila, and now it's even being aser and hana. So that's an iser maisif, and that's how the iser of mi'ila is chal. Now the mi'ila was the one asham. By an asham, if a person is ayvra mi'ila, so he brings an asham, he doesn't bring a chatos, that's how we have the one asham in the story. So we have chelev, now we have mi'ila, and then if the carbon is not eaten during the time frame where it's supposed to be eaten, so then it becomes naisar. Naisar will be again a nisr maisif, because now it's asr not just to people to eat, now it's even asr to the mizbeach. Now it can't be brought onto the mizbeach. So the, again, the animal is becoming asr now more. Its isr, its own isr, is becoming, the cheftz of the isura itself is becoming asr to more things. So that's again an isr maisif. And that's how naisar could be chal. So we have chelev, we have mi'ila, we have naisar, and then the person becomes tameh. Now that the person becomes tameh, so he becomes usher to eat all hektish. Included in all hektish is also this animal itself, is also this piece of hektish. So that's an isra kailo. When the person becomes tameh and he now becomes usher to eat any sort of hektish, so included in any sort of hektish is this piece of meat, so that's how we have tameh being chaled. Isra tuma is because it's an isra kailo. When it, he then eats it, when it then becomes Yom Kippur, comes shkia of Yom Kippur, and now becomes Yom Kippur, and now all foods are usher. Included in all foods is this piece of meat. So that's also an Isser Kailo. So we had Chelev, we had Hektish, we had Naisar, Tameh, and Yom Kippurim. And again, Chelev was Chal because it was the first one there. Hektish, the Isser Mi'ila, that was Chal because it was an Isser Maisif. Naisar is also because it's an Isser Maisif. It's adding Isser to the Mizbeach. Toma was an Isser Kailo because he becomes Aser to all Hektish. Yom Kippur was also an Isser Kailo because there's an Isser on all foods, including this piece of meat. And now, according to Rameyer says that if it's Shabbos, so then he's also going to be Iver on Haitzah. Now, how does the Isser of Shabbos chal over here? Anyways, Malacha was Aser al Yom Kippur. So how does the Isser of Shabbos come along? Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur came in at the exact same time. So since Shabbos and Yom Kippur came at the exact same time, and they're both Maisif and generally Surim of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so Yom Kippur and Shabbos could be chal at the exact same time, but Mela, you have Isser Vas Achas. So you see that Rameyer, who says here also Chayef Reitza, who also hold of Isser Vas Achas, he clearly holds of all three. He holds of Isser Kailul, Isser Maisif, and Isser Vas Achas. So that could be the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana of our Mishnah could be Rameyer. Just thinking out loud right now, I think about this beforehand, but L'chayra could also be the Tana Kama. Because once we know he holds of an Isser Maisif and Isser Kailul, so then surely he holds of Isser Vas Achas, like we had on Lama Gimel Lama Beis. The Gemara over there made such a kol shekain that if you hold the Isser Maisif, if you hold the Isser Kailo, so then surely you're going to hold the Isser Vas Achas. So I don't know why the Gemara says Dafkets or Meir. L'chayra could also be the Tanakama, but I guess L'maisa, we see Rameyer saying it straight out. We see Rameyer clearly, Mamish, speaking it out, that you can have Isser Kailo, Isser Maisif, Isser Vas Achas, so we'll call the Tan of our Mishnah Rameyer. Anyway, Stamisha Rameyer, it makes a lot of sense. But now, just says the Gemara, a question within the sheet of Rameyer, that verbi meyer alibi deman. When Rameyer said in our Mishnah, now that we're calling our Mishnah Rameyer, so when Rameyer said in our Mishnah that Reuven and Shimon, when they're bailed the wrong women, Reuven does Nisuin with Leah, and Shimon does Nisuin with Rachel, so they're both Ivra on four Isurim. So we out Isser Chalal Isser, we figured it out, because there's an Isser Maisif, Isser Kailul, and Isser Vas Achas. So we don't have any questions Alf Isser Chavul Isser, but asked the Gemara a different kasha, that who was their mayor saying this according to? There's a machlaikis about when a person is tov b'dvar mitzvah. If a person was trying to do a mitzvah, and he made a mistake and he ended up doing an Isser, so is a person chayev achatis for such a thing? If a person was tov b'dvar mitzvah, is he chayev or is he not chayev? That's a machlaikis. So who was their mayor saying in our Mishnah that Reuven and Shimon are chayev for chatois? Who was their mayor saying this aliba deman? If he was saying it according to Rabbi Yeshua, it can't be. Rabbi Yeshua is the name of the Tana who holds that Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is Pater. That when a person is trying to do a mitzvah, like in this case, Reuven thought he was doing Nisuin, the mitzvah of Nisuin with Rachel. Shimon thought he was getting married, he was doing Nisuin with Leah. And they made a mistake. Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua holds his Pater. So it can't be that a mayor in our Mishnah was going on Libid Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah Pater. Ella says the Gemara were forced to say that it's a libid Rabbi Eliezer, that when Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah that they could be chayav for all four things, it was dafka going a libid Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds that a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is chayav, that even though they were trying to do a mitzvah, they could still be chayav. Says the Gemara, Yibayis Ema, or you could say that Lo'ilam Alibad Rabbi Yeshua, that it could be Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah was saying all this Alibad Rabbi Yeshua, and Ki Ka'amar Rabbi Yeshua Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah Pater, and in this case Rabbi Yeshua would be Maida. Because when is it that Rabbi Yeshua holds that a Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is Pater, that we exempt someone who is Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, that's only Hani Mili Gabi Tinaikos, that's only in a case that's like Tinaikos, the classic case of Tinaikos. What's the case of Tinaikos? The case is where you had two babies, a person had twins, let's say, and one of them was born one day before the next. So one of them, the Mila, is what was supposed to have been on Friday, let's say, but they didn't do it for whatever reason. And then the baby number two is supposed to get his Mila on Shabbos. And the Mile goes on Shabbos, and by mistake he gives a Mila to baby number one. So he was supposed to give a Mila to baby number two, and he gave it to the wrong baby, so he was Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. He thought he was doing a Mila to baby number two, and by mistake he did it to baby number one. In such a case, Rabbi Yeshua holds Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, he is Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, so then the halacha is that he's Pater. So when does Rabbi Yeshua hold Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah Pater? That's only in cases similar to the case of Tinaikos. What's special about the case of Tinaikos is that this Manai Bohol, is that the person was pressed for time. Being that the Mila has to take place on Shabbos, so the Mail was pressed for time. In such a case, we could excuse him that he was Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. He needed to do it quickly. He couldn't really, you know, figure things out so well because he was pressed for time. So in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah is Pater. Aval Hai, but when it comes to cases like what we have by the Nisuin, where Reuven and Shimon mixed up their wives, so Kevin De'ein Zmanei Bahal, since it's not like they were pressed for time, so therefore Eloi. Then even Rabbi Yeshua does not excuse a person, even though he was Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. In such a case, even Rabbi Yeshua would hold Chayef, so it could be the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. And even though Rabbi Yeshua generally holds Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah Pater, it's only in cases similar to the case of Tinaikos, where the person is pressed for time. But when there's no press for time, like in our Mishnah, so then even Rabbi Yeshua would hold Chayef, in which case Rabbi Meir, who said the halach of our Mishnah, could even be going Alibid Rabbi Yeshua. However, ask the Gemara, is that really true? Rabbi Yeshua only says his din by cases like Tinaikos where the person is pressed for time? I'll show you a case where Rabbi Yeshua holds Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah's Pater, even though he wasn't pressed for time. What's the case? V'harei Truma. There's the case of the person who wasn't supposed to be eating Truma. The person wasn't supposed to be eating truma, and he ate it, so he was Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. He thought he had a mitzvah to eat truma. We'll see the case in a moment. He thought he had a mitzvah to eat the truma, and l'maisa, he didn't. So he was Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. De'ein zman ibahol, there's no set time where a kayin has to eat his truma, so he wasn't pressed for time, and yet still the kapatar, and still Rabbi Yeshua says he's patar, al Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, even though he wasn't pressed for time. What's the case? That not like we learned, If let's say you have someone who at least thought he was a kayin kasher, and he was eating truma, he was a kayin. He was a kayin. He was eating truma, and then as he's eating the truma of a naida shuhu ben grushai ben chalutza, he finds out that he's really not a kayin, or he's a kayin, but he's really a chalul. He's possible to eat truma. He's a ben grusha or a ben chalutza. His mother, let's say, was a divorcee, and his father was a kayin. So even though he's a kayin, his father was a kayin, but he becomes possible. It becomes a chalul. Or same thing, if his mother had chalitza done to her, and then she married his father the kayin, so then he's a ben chalutza. In both cases, he's pasul. He's not allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to eat truma. So he was tabid var mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah vavchilas truma, and lemaisa he didn't. He was tabid var mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer, who says always tabid var mitzvah is chayev. No, not surprisingly, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev keren v'chaymish. He says that the person who ate the truma, he's chayev to pay the keren, the value of the truma that he ate. He has to pay it back to the kehan. Him. And also he has to add in a fifth, like the din is for a person who eats the truma. He has to pay the keren and also a kenas of paying a fifth more, a fifth of its value extra on top of the keren. And Rabbi Yeshua says that no, he's tabed var mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, but mainly he's going to be potter. Now wait a second, over here, ein zman ibo. Over here, it's not like he was pressed for time, and still Rabbi Yeshua gave the patur of tabed var mitzvah. So how could you say that the Tan of our Mishnah could even be remarily with Rabbi Yeshua? And in our case, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that the tabed var mitzvah is chayiv because he wasn't pressed for time. We see by the case of Truma, even though he wasn't pressed for time, Rabbi Yeshua holds a tabed var mitzvah is potter, always, even when there's no press for time. So says the Gemara, it's not true. Over there, in that case of the Truma, he was pressed for time. Now, what pressure could there be for eating Truma? Why would there be any pressure? Says the Gemara, Ha'id Mar Allah, we already said about this Mishnah, that Amr of Bevai Barabaye, that Hacha B'Truma B'Erev HaPesach Askinan. We're talking about Truma on Erev Pesach, and it was Chametz. He didn't want to have to destroy it. He didn't want to have to destroy the Truma, so he was pressed for time to quickly eat it. This Mani Bol, he was pressed for time, and that's why, specifically in this type of case, Rabbi Yeshua gave the patur of Tabed Var Mitzvah. So really, Rabbi Yeshua only holds of Tabed Var Mitzvah when it's Zmanei Baal, and even this case of Truma is a case of Zmanei Baal. Mamela, again, back to our Mishnah, the Tana could be Rabbi Meir Alibad Rabbi Yeshua. He's not limited, it's not limited to being Rabbi Meir Alibad Rabbi Eliezer. It could even be Rabbi Meir Alibad Rabbi Yeshua, who holds normally Tabed Var Mitzvah's Pater. In the case of our Mishnah, he would agree that the Tabed Var Mitzvah is Chayiv, since there was no pressure for time. Now, says the Gemara, this was all within the world at the time of our Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. We said, who's the Tan of our Mishnah that holds of Isser Maisiv, Isser Kailul, Isser Vasachas? Because the Chayr, the only way to make sense of our Mishnah is if you hold of all the exceptions. The only way to make it that you're Chayiv, that he's being Iver on Ishis Ish, Ishis Ach, Ach, Achis Isha, and Ida, is if you hold of all three exceptions of Isser Maisiv, Isser Kailul, Isser Vasachas. So when the Gemara said, who's the Tan of our Mishnah, we had to find a Tana who held of all of these exceptions. And we found the Tana. The Tana is Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara now, though, that the Ba'is Ema, the Tan of our Mishnah, does not necessarily have to even be Rabbi Meir. The Ba'is Ema, it's the Isser Vas Achas V'Libet Rab Shimon. It could be that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon. It could be the Tan of our Mishnah, Rab Shimon, who doesn't hold of Isser Kailo, who doesn't hold of Isser Maisif. Rab Shimon held that if Shimon is Ba'al Rachel, in the case of two brothers who are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven dies without any children, so Rachel does not fall to Yibam to Shimon, because Shimon is married to Leah. Rab Shimon said that if Shimon goes ahead and he's Ba'al Rachel, so he's only going to be Chayiv one, either for Eishes Ach or for Achis Isha, depending on who got married first. If Reuven got married first, Eishes Ach. If Shimon got married first, so then Achis Isha. But he doesn't hold of Isser Kailel or Isser Maisef. Still, the Maskana of the Gemara that we had in Lama Gimel Mabez, we said Tufta Debar Kapara Tufta, the Maskana of the Gemara is that even Rab Shimon agrees to Isser Vasachas. That even Rab Shimon, who doesn't hold of Isser Kailo and Isser Maisif, Rab Shimon agrees to Isser Vas Achas. That's something that Rab Shimon agrees to. So says the Gemara, the Bais Ema could be that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon. He doesn't hold of Isser Maisif, the Tan of our Mishnah. The Tan of our Mishnah does not hold of Isser Kailo, but he holds of Isser Maisif. It's like Rab Shimon. And all the Surim of our Mishnah were held at the same time. We had Eishes Ish, we had Achis Isha, Eishes Ach, Nido, all happening at the Vas Achas, everything happening at the same time, which is how we have all four Isurim. That's how he's Chaya for all four Isurim, because it's Isur Vas Achas, Libid Rab Shimon. However, says the Gemara, practically speaking, how do you have all four being Chal at the same time? So Bishlama Kulhu Mishkachas Luhu. So when the Gemara says Kulhu over here, it means really most of them. The first three, Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach and Achis Isha, very simple to figure out. Be'etzem, we've done this already on Amagim Lamed Aleph. We said how you could have Eishas Ach and Achis Isha and Eishas Ish. The Gemara didn't spell out Eishas Ish, but technically also Eishas Ish all being chal at the same time. How do you have all three being chal at the same time? Mishkachas Lehu, the Shavinu Shliach, where the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, sent one Shliach to go marry for them Rachel and Leah, the Shavu Inu Shliach, and they, Rachel and Leah, they also sent the Shliach the Kabbalah to accept the Kedushin. Upaga Shliach Bishliach, the brother Shliach met up with the sister's Shliach, and they handed the Kedushin, and the Shliach handed the Kedushin to the other Shliach, and in that way, Reuven became married to Rachel at the exact same time that Shimon became married to Leah. So they became an Eishes Ish, they became an Eishes Ach, and they became an Achis Isha all at the exact same time. So far everything is great. Ela Nida is Heichi Mishkachas La. But how do you have it that the Isra of Nida was also Chal at the exact same time? Now, L'chayr, you could say very simply, how is Nida Chal at the exact same time? Because she became a Nida at exactly the moment that the Shliach L'Kabbalah accepted the Kedushin. For whatever reason, the Gemara does not want to say that. Instead, the Gemara says that how do you have it that that she became a Nida, that Nida was also Chal B'Vas Achas? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav B'Sheifais Mitoich Yud Gimel La'achar Shloish Esre Shloish Asar, where she became a Nida, she was flowing, meaning she was a Nida from when the before the brothers turned 13 until after they turned 13. L'chayuve Enu, which makes them chaya for being on them, and mitoy shneim asar la'achar shneim asar l'chayuve Eni, and it was also at that same day that they became bas mitzvah. So, meaning what the Gemara means to say is that not only are Reuven and Shimon brothers in this story, they're also twins. They have the exact same birthday. They were born at things on the same day. They're twins. And Rachel and Leah, besides the fact that they're sisters, they were twins. And on the day that Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah was actually the day that Reuven and Shimon became bar mitzvah. And it was the exact same day also that Rachel and Leah became bas mitzvah. So they got married and they became bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah all at the exact same moment. And the women were nidas before, but that was insignificant. But because before the men are bar mitzvah and the women are bas mitzvah, why do we care about the fact that there is no isra of nida? They're not bnei chiyuv yet. So it comes out that when is it that she became a bas chiyuv? When is it that the fact that they became nidas, Rachel and Leah became nidas, when does that have an effect? It's only when the men turn bar mitzvah and the women turn bas mitzvah. That happened at that exact same time. That's when the shliach, that's when their marriage is also chal. They each sent the shliach to get married, and the marriage is only chal once they turn bar and bas mitzvah. Before their bar and bas mitzvah, the kedushin is not chal. So the kedushin was chal exactly when they turned bar and bas mitzvah. The iser nida was chal exactly when they turned bar and bas mitzvah. So that's how you have it, that ishes ish, and ishes ach, and achis isha, and nida is all chal at the exact same time. Now, Taisus points out, the icing on the cake is that if you say it like this, so then the Tana could even be Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana could even be Rabbi Yeshua, because like Taisus says that the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is that even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Tabid Var Mitzvah is only Pater when they actually did a mitzvah. A Tabid Var Mitzvah is only Pater when a mitzvah at least was actually done. It might have been on the wrong day, but a mitzvah was done. Like by the case of the Mila, so the male, he by mistake was male, baby number one instead of baby number two, but baby number one also needed a mila. Baby number one also needed a mila. His mila was supposed to have been on Friday. They didn't do it for whatever reason. But at least the male did a mitzvah. A tabid var mitzvah is pater only if he did a mitzvah. But if he didn't do a mitzvah, let's say the male was supposed to do baby number two, and by mistake he did a different baby whose mila is only supposed to be the following week. So he did something which is not even a maisa mitzvah. So then even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that tabid var mitzvah is chayiv. Tabid var mitzvah is only pater according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, tabid var mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Shimon holds, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Tavid Var Mitzvah is only potter if he actually does a mitzvah. If he doesn't do a mitzvah, then he's chayev. Now, our Mishnah is not talking about a case, is talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon did not end up doing a mitzvah. Reuven did Nisuin with Leah, that's definitely not a mitzvah. It was Asr for many reasons. Shimon did Nisuin with Rachel, didn't actually do Nisuin. She was already married to Reuven. So it's Tavid Var Mitzvah, Voloya Asa Mitzvah. So if we're saying that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon, so then it's also going to work out the Libud Rabbi Yeshua, because Rav Shimon Shita is that Rabbi Yeshua would hold the Tavid Var Mitzvah in such a case as Chayev. So that's another mile of saying like this, is that the Tan of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon, is that also it works out Aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. We'll end here, just a question, just to point out, is that so the Gemara made it that now you could have Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach, Achis Isha, and either all being chal at the same time. It's really not so pashut. Because if you say that a katan can send a shliach to get married, so then ayin echanami, everything works out. Right before the men turn 13 and the women turn bas mitzvah, right before their bar and bas mitzvah, so they sent the shliach to go marry the women, and the shliach gave the money, and the money and the kedushin is only going to be chal as soon as it turns shkia. So then you have all four yisurim being chal at the same time. Their marriage is being chal at the exact same moment, at the moment of shkia or tesek echavim, and also their iser nida only has a nafkamina at that exact same moment as well. However, if you were to say that a katan cannot send a shliach, which chayr is the pashtus, that a katan cannot send a shliach, so then it's only after the men turn baron, the people turn baron bas mitzvah, that's when they're able to then send a shliach. If so, as soon as it becomes nightfall, the iser nida is chal. It's only afterwards, even if it's a millisecond later, it's only afterwards that they're then able to appoint the shliach and send the shliach to marry the women. If so, so the marriage is going to be chal after the iser nida. So this is something that Taisus on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Aleph points out. Taisus maybe has a different girsa, but that's just Tam Shverkai with the Gemara, just to realize.